Alan Botstein says he's allergic to masterpieces. As music director of the American Symphony Orchestra, he has a soft spot for rarely performed works. So this week, he's tackling two operas, one based on a short story and another based on a play, both by Oscar Wilde. The Dwarf and a Florentine Tragedy open this weekend at Bard College in New York State. Leon Botstein is also the president of Bard College, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about these two works by Wilde and the composer who reinterprets them. Alexander von Zemlinsky wrote these two operas around World War I, and he was born in Austria but died really quite unknown in New York.
Yeah, he was an unusual case. He was a Sephardic Jew. He was born in Vienna, grew up in the Sephardic Jewish community. He was really a proponent of the new. He was befriended Gustav Mahler. He, in fact, was Alma Mahler's lover before she left him for Gustav Mahler, because she thought Gustav Mahler was going to be more successful, although she admitted that she thought Zemlinsky was more talented and, if the radio permits this, better in bed. But nonetheless, he was very short. He was a kind of dwarf like himself. And he wrote wonderful music. But despite the quality of it, he seemed to have fallen one notch below the radar screen in comparison to Mahler.
Is that because he had to flee from Austria?
No, he was not original in the ordinary sense of the word, in the sense that he didn't invent a style. Or like Mahler, he didn't concentrate on the symphonic form and create a kind of new way of looking at the symphony as a kind of psychological mirror of emotions. He also was somewhat out of fashion after the First World War, because he wrote in an older, if you will, neo-romantic idiom. Mm-hmm. But the music is fantastic. The Florentine Tragedy is the most powerful example of that. It's a love triangle in which a tradesman finds his wife in flagrante with a Florentine prince. Psychologically, it's Oscar Wilde at his most sardonic. It's a familiar and troubling tale about marital dynamics. But it is, and also social class dynamics, mm-hmm. because, you know, she has contempt for her practical, money-earning, cloth-selling husband.
Tell me this sad, sad story of the dwarf, which is based on the Oscar Wilde short piece called The Birthday of the Infanta. Of course, this harkens to the Spanish princess who's celebrating her birthday, and she's cosseted, and she's petted, and she's everyone's favorite, and she's given a dwarf as a sort of gesture for the festivities.
Well, the dwarf is a gift to the Sultan, and it's very unusual because he's very ugly, but he doesn't know that he's ugly, and he's a great singer. But by accident, he finally sees himself in a mirror. He discovers that he is unbelievably ugly. He begs the princess to tell him that it isn't true, that he is really beautiful, that she loves him, but she doesn't, and he dies, and she remarks, "What a shame, you know, it was a great toy, and just on my birthday, it's already broken," and she goes back to dance, and the dwarf dies alone on stage.
It's very, very sad, and I hope there'll be a sequel somewhere in which the princess gets hers, in which the Infanta is shown the future. And it's a hall of mirrors.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that it shows, A, the power of the mirror as self-realization, that people don't want to see themselves as they really are, or that external beauty isn't the whole story. So there is these stories. Oscar Wilde really did tap into the sense of rage and resentment about the hypocrisy of the world in which we live in which fame and fortune are accorded either the well-born or the good-looking.
You've linked a little chain here. There's a real concatenation of these little events because you have the dwarf with his broken heart, and then you have Zemlinsky who dies in obscurity, and of course we all know what happens to Oscar Wilde. Sort of not the happiest theme for a summer evening, but...
Well,
it's a theme.
I think the happy scenes in summer evenings, first of all, the happy news is that these are masterpieces. These are fantastic works, both in terms of the stories and the music. In music, there's a kind of masterpiece syndrome in which if it isn't La Bohème or if it isn't Tosca, great works, it probably isn't any good. On some false theory that history proves by time that the best will win out. Well, it isn't the case, and it's not clear that the very best are the most famous, or that the famous are the very best.
The Dwarf and a Florentine Tragedy open this weekend at Bard College in New York State. Leon Botstein is president of Bard College and directs the American Symphony Orchestra. It's been a real pleasure speaking to you. Thanks
nice
for your time.
Nice talking to you. Thank you for your interest.
You can read more about these operas and composer Alexander von Zemlinsky at our website, npr.org. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.